I was just talking about what does the master give. They say, you see, that God made man. Man has got physical body. Man has got intellect. But he is in soul body, conscious entity, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness. Now in the worldly way we have given food to the body. We have physically dwelt by having the right sort of food. We have got intellect. We have given so many by thought at the level of intellect. We have learned so many things, invented so many things. All information new about this physical world and other outside things we have got, and that is the bread of the intellect. So we have become intellectually strong. By giving food to the body, we have become physically strong. But we are conscious entities. What food we have given to our soul, the very ourself, our very self. Learning outward information, well, it is only a food for the intellect, not for the soul. Soul's intellect, because it is conscious entity, is food or bed of life or water of life, can only be something conscious. So if we know ourselves first, all masters have been saying from the very beginning, know thyself. How can we know? One is a matter of feeling, the other is a matter of emotion, not drawing inferences. Really, by rising above body consciousness, by self-analysis, when we come to know, practically, we rise above body consciousness, we know ourselves. If we know ourselves, or when we know ourselves, if it comes in contact with all conscious God, you see, and that is the bread of life or the water of life for the soul. As I've just told you, all worldly information, all outside functions, libraries are full of them. If our brain becomes full of them, well, it is no bread to the soul. It is bread and water for the intellect to grow. So the water of life and the bread of life is conscious contact with the God over them. So who can give? It is only such a human pole at which his soul has been devised, you see, analyzed itself from the outward, outgoing faculties, and outward attachments, and known himself by rising over body consciousness, and has become the mouthpiece of God, all consciousness. Such a person alone, human pole alone, at which that God, which resides in every heart, of course, no heart is without it, because that is the controlling power which keeps the soul in the body. Only at this present state of affairs we do not know, because our soul is under the control of mind and further under the control of outgoing faculties. We are identified with the physical body and outer environment so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. Unless we know ourselves, how can we know the old self? A master is one. He is a man like us, born the same way, of course. The same body and the outgoing faculties and the intellect he has got. But he has analyzed himself practically by rising above body consciousness, knowing himself, and knows or sees that he is in contact with the all over self, you see, where he has become the mouthpiece of God. He has the competency to just withdraw attention from outside, and also from the outgoing faculties, by raising it above the intellectual level even, knows himself, and becomes conscious, in contact, conscious contact with the God also. Such a one is God, a saint, Tudimini, in true sense of the word, or the master. Well, masters have been given to distribute this food of life and the water of life to the worldly people. Though the human body is in the highest rung in all creation, in this alone we can know ourselves and can contact with God, become conscious in conscious contact with God, which is already residing in our hearts. So the gift that a master can give, nobody on earth can give it. No son of man can do it. He comes to the world with a commission from God. Master has been giving out such like things in their own language from time to time. Those who come in contact with them, they really know, see things, what he gives. And they always praise him that the gift that a master can give, nobody on earth can give. So what is that power that gives that gift? That is the God in him manifested. You remember a Samaritan lady was having a pitcher of water full over her head, was passing by. And Christ saw, said, well, for water. She thought of encounter inferiority complex. He thought he belongs to her level of life. Why he asked for this? She did not give. Then what did the Christ say? Well, this water which he is carrying can only satisfy our thirst for a while. Again man feels thirsty. Had she come to me, I would have given him such water of life. For the all life long he would not have thirsted. Again, he said, I am the bread of life. This bread of life has come down from heaven. Whoever partaketh of it shall have everlasting life. You see? What is that bread of life? The water of life. That is God into expression power. Has two phases. One is light, the other is sound principle. Music of the spheres, music of all harmonies, about all masters who came in the past, whether in one country or the other, they all refer to it. So such like bread of life and water of life can be given only by such a man who has become world made flesh. He works as a human polar force. But he has got that thing in him. His soul partakes of that bread of life and water of life which is given by word made flesh. And the result is, on spiritual health depends the life of mind and body both. So such a gift nobody on earth can give it. And only through such a one who has become conscious co-worker with the divine plan, the mouthpiece of God, which is residing in every heart, everywhere. There is no place where he is not. So this bread of life is already within us. We cannot partake of it because our attention, which is the outcome of your soul, outward expression of your soul, that is under control of mind, and mind is further under control of outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are dragging us to the outside world, to the physical body, the world outside, so much so identified with it that we have forgotten ourselves. So first, with the grace of a master really, he knows himself by practical self-analysis. He is given some experience for a while to forget the world outside for a while, just rise above body consciousness and open the inner eye, the single eye, to see the light of God, to hear the voice of God. This is what I said, you know. You see things what the old prophet did not see, so long, so far as he has gone. You hear things what the old prophet did not hear. So such a gift is given by a master. Outward knowledge of books, of libraries, of all the things of all the masters who came up to date. Such a one is not a master, not a really saint in the true sense of the word. Libraries are full with those facts. If one brain becomes a library of all those things, he will give you only outer knowledge about the thing, what master said. It is just like, we know that by taking water, drinking water, your thirst is satisfied for a while. You know that, but you have not got the water of life. Doctors say an apple a day drives the doctor away. You have learnt about the atala gifts, some tonic to the heart, some to the brain, etc. And if it, one man has it, he does not need any doctor. That's only the facts you have come to know by using apple. But unfortunately, you have not got the apple to eat so far. You follow me? Whatever we know so far, whatever we do so far, that is only concerning your intellect. You got some information in your brain that might give you some intellectual satisfaction, but not the souls, it is not the bread of life. So master, those who come who are content, the mouthpiece of that God power within them, so he is called a world made flesh. Guru Nanak said, all masters say the same thing, of course, in their own language. These very words, you see, the very water of life, which is source of all happiness, of all virtue, of all peace, tranquility, that is, can be had from a master only, that will give you an everlasting life. It is better to be born in a temple, but to die in it is sin. Simply tied to the what is casing of the things and not touching the kernel within. Yes. The result is, you see, clash between class and class. Clash between country and country. You see? So this everlasting life can be had by drinking that water of life, which gives an everlasting life through a world-made flesh. You see? These are the words they say. So it is better to be born in a temple, but to die in it is sin. You have got tonic to the spirit. Your spiritual strong. And spiritual health depends the life of mind and body both. You see? This is what master gives. Guru Amar Das was asked, what does the Guru give? What a master gives? He says, he simply gives in a very political way, poetical way. He says, kulirium you put into the eyes, kulirium. That a master just puts kulirium into the eyes. And what is the result? He sees light. You see? This is what he said. Kulirium is always put into the eyes. Unless the soul is withdrawn from outside, and one that rises above body consciousness and the outgoing faculties, that eye is not open to see the light of God. If thine eye becomes single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Well, this has been the basic teachings of all masters who came in the past so far. There are two sides of it. One is outside, the other the inner side. The basic teachings of all masters who have been coming in the past, that has been, they have been given the bread of life and the water of life. They were the mouthpiece of God. All masters have given you, stated in their own language, of course, of the time prevalent at the time when they came. Christ said, I speak as my father. You have seen me, you have seen the father also. Such like statements are made by all other masters too. Guru Nanak says, I speak what God makes me to speak. I speak as it comes from above. I am simply a mouthpiece. Only such a human whole at which that God is manifested, that manifested God in man is called a saint or a true meaning of master. He gives you such a gift which nobody on earth can give you, no son of man can give you, no intellectual can give you. So this is what the master gave you even to come. These references are made in the books. Pity it is, these are not very explicitly explained there, you see. Reference are made. But who will interpret the true report of the things what they say? And who has lived it? He gives you very clear cut in very few words. You now understand what the master gives? He drinks, what do you say? He is intoxicated with the elixir of life, and whoever comes to him, he gives one cup to him. All right, have it. This is just giving a cup, just a fruit, giving a fruit to the other body. So competence of the master lies in the fact, not in giving theories or lectures, or explaining what master said, one or the other said, but he is competent to give you first in theory, and then can give you a demonstration of that. You see? That's there the greatness of the master lies. So this is the bread of life and the water of life, what the masters have been given in the past. The formations were made for the purpose to enable most of the people by joining the school to have that bread of life. So long as these such like practical God and men, or man in God, or world made flesh, were amongst them, they enjoyed that privilege. When these formations became devoid of such personality, you say, human poles, at which God was working, these very formations were stagnations, become stagnation, and stagnation results in deterioration. This is what people generally are. What does a master give? Well, any intellectual gives you all these statements by word, but can a demonstrate, cannot give you a cup of that elixir to you by giving something, some capital to start with. Many masters, so-called masters, I would say, they come, they've got their propaganda, but they give only the theory, little solid, repeat this passage of mantra, that passage of words, etc. That alone won't do. Our master used to say, what to speak of the five words. Even a little girl who is spinning the wheel, he can give those five words. What is all that? It is a demonstration. The greatness of master lies in the fact who is competent, gives you some capital to start with. By withdrawing their attention from outside, raising them above body consciousness, open the inner eye to see the light of God and hear the voice of God, maybe little or more. You see, that depends on the background of each man's background. But he must have something to start with. And who can give that bread of life, water of life, is really called a saint. And this is what is why these masters have been so highly spoken of in all past sacred literatures, whether they belong to one country or the other. So, to meet with such a master is a really grace of God, whom he wants to unite them with his own self. He brings them in contact with such a human pole at which he manifests. He gives them a conscious contact of which he own that I am having something. No, that has to dwell further. You have got something to start with. In the past you receive, when have been going to the masters and staying with them for years and years, when they became ready, only then they gave them something. Now the times have changed, you see. Nobody can leave homes, hearts and homes, live with somebody for longer periods, maybe for a month, 2-3 months. So they give something to start with at the very moment. Times have changed now. And also ask them to just for self-introspection, beating out all imperfections in their life, and daily putting in time to the meditation or whatever capital they have got to start with, to do that from day to day by regular devotion of time, as also by weeding out all imperfections of their life from day to day. Regular practice and also weeding out all imperfections from outside, for which these diaries are prescribed. Naturally, you weed out all imperfections, and also you be having something already, some capital to start with by developing, putting time that way and developing that more and more. You will become, I think, very, in very little time, quite progressing on the way. So master's job is very, onerous and very difficult too. We are overladen with the so many back reactions of the past. There are three kinds of karma, you see, one what you do daily, the other as a result of which you got this human body, and the third which are still in store to be sprouted forth, due course, you see. So masters have the competence just and all. It is overladen with some goods. And he is also stuck for beast mirrored in a quagmire, I would say, in the field. How can he come out of that? If anybody has been, just takes pity on him, he unburdens the burden lying on his back and then drags him out of that. Only then it is possible for this ash to come out. This is only an example to show that we have got yet of hundreds of births back, some reactions of the past which are still in store, not yet sorted for. So we must have the competency to just unburden that thing for a while, then drag it and give it conscious continuity. That what you say, the capital, something to start with. To meet with such a master is really a blessing of God, whom he wants to just unite with him. So that is what a master gives you. The bread of life, the water of life, which is the, with which our soul becomes spiritually strong. And also we have the competence to unburden others, you see, for a while, those are given commission. Maybe 1, 10, 100,000 sometimes. Their soul is withdrawn from outside and raised above outgoing faculties for a while, and they have something to stop. This gives what whoever can give is called a master or a saint, in two senses of the world. For that, when if you get fortunate such a contact with God, God-man, or God-in-man, or man-in-God, no? Then he is on the way back to God, you see. So masters have got something cash to give, not on credit, you see. Here is something, start with it and go on with it. When you self-introspection, weeding out all imperfections from day to day, and also putting regular time for developing that very thing which you got already. You remember one parable of In a parable, masters give teachings in two ways. One direct, the other through parables. Once Christ gave there with a rich man, he gave some talents, 5 talents to one man, and 10 to another, and 20 talents to somebody else. After some time he came back and found the man who had got the 20 talents, he had made a 40. The Lord was, landlord was very much pleased, he gave him something more. The other whom he gave 10, he had made 20. And the other one whom he gave 5, he did not, he simply kept them. So simply, master comes and gives something to start with, those who develop under his instructions. By regular devotion of time, as prescribed with him, and also by cleaning out all imperfections, they develop, and master gives more. If a child of the master used to say, he gives something to the child, he fritters away again, he gives something, and then he kept his job with him. He doesn't give anything to the child who fritters away. So have regular, progress on the ways to remain devoted to the master, such a master, whose eyes, inner eyes open, and is competent to open your inner way, inner eyes. And you own it that you see something, not that you see in due course, not the least. A bird in hand is better than 2 in the bush. So you are fortunate, though you have got this contact, it remains with you now to develop it by regular devotion of time to the spiritual practices, and also by guarding against, all imperfections, are weeding out all imperfections which are within us from day to day. The more you have no ripples rising in the tank or the reservoir of mind, the more you will be able to see, reflect your own face in the water. So this is what a master gives, really. They have been coming from time to time in all countries. Lord sent it. He wants all his children to back to God too. So ye hai jo cheez hai master, ya guru deta. Intellectual aadmi aapko intellect ki baatein samjhayega. Samajh bhi aa jaye to kya? It may be only intellectual satisfaction you get, but you have not got yet the apple to eat. You need the water to drink or the bread to eat. So those who can give you something to start with, really, he can give you more also, anyway. So ye cheeze hai jiske liye you come here, aap yahan aate ho, baat ko samjho, khali haath lagane se mukti nahi hogi, cheez mili hai uski kamai karo, badhao, tumko khud pata hoga aap kahan. You must know yourself where you stand, not wait till after death where you will go, ये है जो की टैलेंट लोग पूछते हैं गुरु क्या देता अरे भाई ये गुरु देता ना जो सौ कारण गुरु दुनिया भरी पड़ी है तो जिनको ये चीज मिली है उनको डे टू डे बाकायदा कमाई करनी चाहिए उनकी पड़ताल करनी चाहिए अगर वो रख छोड़ेंगे तो नतीजा क्या होगा कोई कुछ नहीं होगा उल्टा सत्संग को बदनाम करेगा